I'm Cheryl Waters. You're listening to The Midday Show on KEXP. Very excited to be talking with Liam Gallagher and Andy Bell, formerly of the band Oasis, and now with a new project called BDI. They've got some songs they've recorded for us from their studio in London, and I'm very excited to be speaking with them today.
Dinner walk, cut around, ain't that down like rain. A sweet sound.
I'm Cheryl Waters. You're listening to The Midday Show on KEXP, and a very special opportunity today. I am interviewing Liam Gallagher and Andy Bell, formerly of Oasis and now the band Beady Eye. They have a new album, Different Gear, Still Speeding, coming out on March 1st here in the U.S. on Dangerbird Records, released in the U.K. at the end of February. And I can't tell you how excited I am to be talking to them right now. Of course, they're in London. Only thing that would be better is if they were in the room with me right now. Beady Eye. It sounds like you hardly even took a break after the last Oasis tour and subsequent breakup before you began working on Beady Eye. And I'm thinking you must have been pretty excited about this new project. Were you feeling rejuvenated, inspired, or just pumped up to get things started?
Well, this is our thing, man. This is what we do. We make music. To take time off and talk about it would just be ridiculous. You're not getting any younger, so it was right that we got stuck in straight away.
It's a pretty vibrant record and some really, really amazing songs on there. Does the songwriting fall on one person or is it a shared duty in the band?
No, we share it all out. Everyone's written a similar amount of songs for the album.
Tell me, who else is in this band, BDI?
There's Gem Archer, Chris Sharrock, and then there's a lad on the bass called Jeff Wooten and a lad on the keyboards called Matt...
Jones.
You say that everyone shares songwriting duties, which seems like it would make it a lot of fun. Liam, you've written some songs.
Just to clarify, the three of us, Liam, Gem and myself, share the songwriting.
Liam, you've written some songs before, but you've always been somewhat modest about your songwriting ability. You said that singing is what you'd love to do, but you've penned, with the help of the others, some really great songs for this record. So, again, it sounds like you haven't done it alone, but is it something that came easy when it came time to do it for BDI?
I don't think it came easy, man, but I definitely enjoyed it.
Well, if you enjoyed it, that's definitely what's most important.
You know, I'm getting better, man, which is the main thing, you know what I mean? I like to think. But singing is where I'm at, man, as long as I've got great songs to sing.
It sounds like your voice sort of takes front and center on all of the songs on this album. Did you approach putting the songs together in a different way than you've done with bands in the past?
Yeah, definitely. I think in the past with Oasis, Liam would tend to sing at the end of the album session, so he'd sort of spend the last 2 weeks singing over finished backing tracks. I mean, that's fine, but we decided to kind of base everything around the voice. So at the very beginning of the recording for a song, we'd try and get the voice on as soon as possible after just a guitar and a drum track or something, and then build everything else around it. So I think that contributed to that.
Yeah, and I enjoyed that, man. That was good. It's good to get singing early on. You feel part of the record then, you know what I mean, instead of waiting about.
It's just something that we kind of tried and it worked, so we kept doing it, and then it sort of became our thing.
You know, it's a really powerful and fun record, and some might think with your band having just broken up that you would have written solemn or depressing songs, but if this record is anything but solemn and depressing, it's vibrant, it's happy, a really positive record. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, man. I mean, we recorded it in London in the summer, the World Cup was on. So, walking to work, the sun was shining, and we all felt good, man. I mean, the breakup of Oasis wasn't... You know, I think I saw it coming kind of probably more than most people on that, but you just got to move on, aren't you? You know what I mean? It's not the end of the world. It's not even the end of the day.
You say you saw it coming, but obviously you didn't know exactly when Oasis was going to fold, but it sounded like you started working on BDI pretty much right away. Did it take you a while to get your footing, to write some of the songs, or did you already have some of this material to work with?
We had some stuff kind of written already, but nothing was completed, you know. We all have lots of ideas that have never really been finished off, and I think that's true of any kind of songwriter. But this was the motivation that we needed to just kind of get in there and really get some tunes sorted.
Did you know that when you were writing these songs that they would be for BDI, or some of them old, maybe meant for other bands? Or
no, because you write songs all the time. I mean, you know, so... There was no rejects or cast-offs from Oasis, but we had songs knocking about from that period, do you know what I mean? But we didn't know BDI was going to happen. So, you know, we had songs sort of hanging about, but we wrote some new ones and all.
Speaking of rejects and cast-off, there's actually really no filler in this album. It's pretty impressive. I'm hoping, did you leave some songs for a second album?
Well, yeah, we've got some great songs for the second album, and we'll have some great songs for the third album.
And how about some B-sides and things like that? Are you going to keep putting things out?
Yeah, we plan to. We plan to. I mean, we put everything we had into the album. We had 13 songs done. And at one point we were being told, well, you have to just save some for B-sides and bonus tracks, so just make the album 10 tracks. But we couldn't. We were like, you know, we were like parents with 13 babies that couldn't give any away. You know, we were like, oh, you can't take one off. So we had to go in and start doing bonus tracks after we finished the album. But that's been good fun, actually. That's been pretty cool.
It's like teeth, and it was your favourite tooth, you know what I mean? You take one out of the pack, and then your smile looks stupid.
You talk about them being your babies, and you definitely, all your little babies have different personalities. I hear influence from some of mine, and I know many, many people's favorite bands. Of course, the Beatles, which is unavoidable with Liam's amazing voice, but you hear the Rolling Stones influence in there, the Hollies, the Lost, T-Rex, even Jerry Lee Lewis. But they are clearly songs written by one band.
That's the desired effect, so thank you for saying that.
They're the bands we like, you know what I mean? That's the style of... That's the era of music we kind of like, and we want to try and stand the test of time as them great songs.
Obviously, you're all very talented musicians. You've made many, many records in the past. Did you learn anything new in the process of recording this specific record together as BDI?
Just not to overthink it, you know what I mean? If it sounds good and we're all shuffling about the room and that, and you know, I think you can kind of get a reaction when someone jumps up and off the chair and lands on your lap. You know, you sort of go, yeah, that's working, you know what I mean? So you can see the reaction of the people in the room. We sort of tend to move on pretty quick. We don't sit and over analyze things, you know what I mean?
And on the same wavelength as that, really, if everyone's sitting around kind of not really saying much and doing much, then I think it's time to sort of change tack.
Yeah, if it's not moving you, it's not going to move the fans, you know what I mean? Or...
It sounds like you guys have a lot of fun. Every interview I ever read with you actually makes me laugh out loud. You know how when you read or hear something funny, you might smile or grin and snicker? But I actually laugh out loud. You're a funny, funny group. It just must be fun to hang out together and make music and play.
Well, as much as we tend to look pretty serious on stage and look pretty serious in pictures, we do have a laugh, you know what I mean? Being in a band is comical sometimes. The situations you find yourself in, you couldn't write it, you know what I mean?
I do. I mean, not as a musician, but I hear it in your music.
Or in life, you know what I mean? So, you know, life's a funny old thing, isn't it? You know what I mean? So you got to have a laugh, man.
Well, you do keep me laughing, and I hope you do it for many more years. The record, again, when I think of it, the adjectives that come to mind are upbeat and positive. You all sound so confident and happy on this record. It sounds like a group of guys who really love making music. Was it just a really joyful process?
It was, actually. I mean, it's not to say we didn't work hard at it, because we did put the preparation in. You know, we worked on these songs in a small studio for months before we, you know, like demo... working before we got into Rack, which is the big studio we used to make the actual album. That work kind of paid off, because when we arrived in Rack, we were all like, everything was pretty easy going, you know, it was like just sunny summer days.
There's nothing worse than working up, you know, going in and record an album like you're going to work, you know what I mean? We turned up to make this album like rock stars, you know what I mean? We just went in looking cool, feeling great, and we just done what we had to do, and the guy who recorded, produced the record along with us, he done his job, and we just, you know, we didn't, you know, that's what it's about, isn't it? We don't want to be getting a sweat on.
I read somewhere that one of you said that one of the reasons that you all did so well and got along on this record is that everybody's good at something, but no one knows how to do everything, and it seems like everyone maybe embraced
that. We play to our strengths, you might say.
And yeah, there's certain roles that other people are better than other people at, and they just get on with it, you know what I mean? No one sits there and goes, oh, well, you know, you're doing too much of that. I find it ridiculous if someone doesn't know how to do that, that they'd want to do that job, you know what I mean? So everyone's good at certain things, and it's great.
Yeah, like Chris Sharrock's got a talent for just kind of like coming with a really useful comment out of nowhere. Like he'll keep quiet for 3 days and then he'll just say something. And it'll change the direction of something, and it'll often be the pivotal moment. And, you know, Gem is like a bit of a technical studio wizard kind of guy. It's very, he knows how to describe sounds, and he knows how to sort of get them as well. So he's good to, sort of like a translator for people in the studio world.
Yeah, bless him.
Yeah.
Did there seem to be any one of you driving the process, keeping everyone focused and moving forward?
and I wouldn't. I think we all turned up for work, man. We were all up for it, man.
Yeah, it was kind of a battle to see who'd get there earliest. I mean, it was no one dragging the feet, really.
How much time did you spend in the studio? Did you noodle around with the songs while you were recording? You mentioned that you kind of went in with a plan and ready to put the pedal to the metal.
We don't really noodle. I mean, we don't jam in a studio and all that. We just kind of get on with the job at hand, really.
Yeah, the World Cup was on, so we're kind of watching the football. We're having breaks, watching the football, doing a bit of music, watching football, doing music. It was cool, man.
What are the plans for touring behind this record?
I think we're coming to America in June to do some small gigs and that, which is great. And then take it from there, man. Go around the world, try and inspire people. And if we get paid for it, we get paid for it. And if we don't, we'll still get paid for it.
The new record is called Different Gear Still Speeding, which I love. And you seem to be really proud of it and really happy. And
we are, man. I mean, the main thing has been having a record. You know what I mean? This is what we do. We make music just because Noel's left. Oh, you know, I've split Oasis up, and that doesn't stop our musical journey, man. You know what I mean? As individuals, there's no way I'm going to work in a bank or anything, you know what I mean? Or same for Andy or Gemma and that, you know what I mean? This is what we've got to do. And it just so happens we all get on, you know what I mean? And we're all on the same page.
Yeah, there's some real magic in BDI. You've done an amazing job. As I said, there's no filler on this album. It's beautiful from beginning to end, and it's so happy and so positive.
That's big praise, man.
You're cool, man.
If only they could all be like you.
Yeah.
Well, I feel honored to have been able to hear it. I was given a copy only yesterday at gunpoint, almost, not to let out of my hands, but it comes out in the United States here on March 1st.
You can have it. You can have it. You can have a copy for free, man. You're cool.
Released at the end of the month in the UK and here on March 1st on Danger Bird Records. And please come over here soon, and we can't wait to see you.
Excellent. Thank you.
To say it all came at you today, can't get out your own way. Well, hold on, hold on, hold on. Speed.
You've just heard music from BDI. Very excited about the new album coming out on March 1st. Want to thank the band so much for recording that special exclusive KEXP set just for our listeners. This is KEXP Seattle.